Welcome to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil, the official Monster Jam podcast. I'm Scott Jordan. My guest this week is a former Monster Jam driver. He's a supportive dad and now a doting grandpa. It's time to catch up with the big kahuna. We go to the Great Clips hotline to Texas to welcome in Shane England. Shane, welcome to the show. Good to see you, man.
Glad to be here, man.
I know you got a lot of things going on. People that have checked in on you on Instagram, I know you had a health scare. Everything going all right for you, though, now?
Yeah, I got out of the hospital 2 days ago. I'm good. It was just a little kidney stone that turned into a big issue, but everything's good now, 100%.
All right, man. Well, good to see you. Good to have you. It's been a while since you and I have been able to catch up. You and I were on tour together back in 2018, which was my second year with Monster Jam. We'll get to all that. But first, let's talk about the Big Kahuna, because last we saw Big Kahuna in Monster Jam, I believe, was at World Finals on display. But following you on Instagram, I've seen a lot of cool stuff that you've been doing. Let's talk about the creation of Big Kahuna, because it's synonymous now with that surfing mentality. It's on all your merchandise as well. But, you know, it doesn't translate too much from being from Texas with the surfing mentality, but I'd love to hear all about how the Big Kahuna came up as your IP and your identity.
Yeah, it was just a nickname I got tagged with when I was younger. Built some crazy trucks, lifted trucks, and then there's not a lot of people that surf or skateboard and stuff around where I live, so I just kind of got hung with that name. But yeah, the new truck is awesome, man. I really took my time with it, didn't try to rush it, and then kind of went overboard on a lot of it, but it was just to be different, man. I just want to stand out in the crowd for sure. I mean, it's a showpiece, man. I've been displaying it a lot and making just as much money as I would be racing it. So it's not like I'm in any rush to race it. And I would be running right now with Monster Jam. It's just I have a day job. So the what we've always done is took off for the first quarter and raced 3 months and had a blast and then went back to work and, you know, lick your wounds and rebuild the truck and modify whatever needed to be modified and run a couple shows during the summer and then get ready for first quarter again. And that's pretty much been it since 2013 for me. And then now the schedule stretched out a little bit longer. Now it's 6 months and it's just day job pays pretty good, man. It's hard to justify taking half a year off of work to race. So, That's the only reason I haven't been running with Monster Jam lately.
But you feel like you still got it. You could get back in the truck tomorrow and give your son a run for his money.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a week. Let me heal up from this little hospital visit.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, it's, so we've talked to that. I've talked to Felt, and we're interested in doing some stuff in the fall. It's just hard for me to take off for a regular tour with my regular job. You know, it's just that's the only reason I haven't been running with him. I love running with Monster Jam. That's pretty much where I've always been, and that's all I want to be doing. So it's looking at doing some stuff maybe hopefully this fall if we can schedule it and then go from there. Love to line up against Tristan. I mean, we always joke around in the shop about it. We always rib each other about racing each other because I've had him racing since he was 5 years old. I mean, and brought him up through motocross. Then at 12 years old, had him in racing cars. And then the closest guy to his age group was 24, and he was 12 years old in that class. So he caught a lot of heat, you know, because he was running up front and they'd be bang on him when I'm out of town. And then when I was in town, they wouldn't be bang on him, you know. So my wife, she was right there. She's a crew chief. She was hauling him all the different tracks he needed to go to. And then it's been that way all the way up till we sent him to Monster Jam University, 19 years old. And he started driving then. And it's just been a dream. His career since he started. It's awesome to watch it from, you know, little kid all the way up to where he's at right now.
Well, how did you get started with Monster Jam? I know you built this truck. Was it something you reached out to them? They saw you somewhere. How did that come together?
I actually met David Smith and Darren Basil.
Okay.
And just on a whim met them. And then next thing you know, he asked me if I wanted to come to work for him. And then same thing, day job, you know, it pays too good to leave. So on my days off from work, man, I'd be flying in from India or somewhere, West Africa or something, and I'd fly in and go straight to the races with them for that weekend and help them out. And then kind of got old there, especially during first quarter when I'm spending my days off racing and not at my wife, you know, with my wife and son. So it got pretty tight there for a little while, but I mean, made it work. And then I kind of helped him out for 6 years, and the whole deal was, you know, I didn't even get paid. I did it just to learn the business because I was really interested in it. never thought I'd have an opportunity to be around it, you know, years ago. But man, it's so 2006, I kind of started straight in with Monster Jam and been with Monster Jam ever since. So
and you paid your dues.
It's been a blast. Yeah, you paid a lot of work and a lot of pain.
Yeah, I think it's worked out well for you and your family. I always remember you as, you know, always family oriented. We're going to talk about that. But my memories of you on tour, man, you were like this one man wrecking crew. You were always working on the truck, man, always. And if you weren't working on the truck, you were around your truck doing something. It was just it was good to see. And I appreciate all the help that you gave me. And we're going to talk about that as we get through your career here all the way to your son winning a World Finals Championship. That is coming up next. More with Shane England as we continue on with Inside Monster Jam powered by Lucas Oil. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil, the official Monster Jam podcast. This week, I'm joined on the Great Clips Hotline by Big Kahuna driver Shane England. Shane, we talked about your family a little bit. I know family is first in the England household, as it should be. And your wife is around as your crew chief. Tristan obviously is followed in your business. We're seeing Crash, Akira always at the events as well. But let's talk about Tristan's start in Monster Jam. Was that something before you shipped him off to Monster Jam University to learn? Was it something that he'd always wanted to do? Or is it something you influenced him, pushed on him, or just something that he wanted to be around what dad was doing and following your footsteps?
Well, I mean, he's been around racing his whole life. I mean, like I said, since he was five. And then when he went off to college, he'd kind of had to take a hiatus from racing a little bit. And then he was in his second year of college, and he called me and he said, "Dad, I'm just burnt out on this. This ain't for me. I want to race for a living." And we had always wanted to run trophy trucks. We wanted to run desert racing. That was me and him, you know, it was kind of like a little dream deal there. I mean, even though I was doing the monster truck thing, that was something we just had together. We wanted to race. And I couldn't financially go out and buy a $700,000 trophy truck, you know, or build one right then. So I told him, I said, "What about monster trucks?" And he's like, "Oh, are you going to build another one?" And I was like, "No, but I'll make some phone calls and see what we can do." And I spoke to Keith Speller and told him, and they were aware of Tristan already because he'd been with me, you know, at the track and the stadiums growing up. So they knew him. He'd actually ran a Legends car in Houston at NRG during one of the Monster Jam events when he was 16, I believe. And it was hilarious because I was getting interviewed for the pre-show, and then I'm trying to watch him as they're interviewing me as he's doing a little race on the track. But it was pretty awesome. And but yeah, he just I spoke to Keith and we put a little bio together for him, and then they kind of scheduled for him to go to Monster Jam University. And so I got him out here. I got a test track and everything at my facility here, my shop, and I got him out there and just got him behind the wheel, let him practice launching it and doing some figure eights, just kind of getting used to, you know, how the truck handled. He'd moved the truck for pit parties and stuff before for me, but never actually, you know, under power. And so that I had him on the headset, and that first initial launch, I mean, he was like, "Oh my God, Dad, this is so awesome." You know, and he's like, "When do we practice jumping?" I said, "No, you're going to go up there and let them practice jumping on their stuff." So he went up there with Tom, man. And that first week was just, I mean, they fell in love with him, and it's just been great ever since. It's just awesome to watch him go from where he started that couple of weeks to where he is now.
I know you talked about, you know, your day job paying too well for you to make it make sense, but also now, since you're not running Monster Jam, you have a chance to come and watch him compete on the weekends. And you and Lori are not hard to find, because last year we saw the Earthshaker crew shirts in the crowd. I'll never forget, in Nashville, Adam and I are in the booth, and you know, I could make you guys out because it was just a row of Earthshaker crew shirts out there. So how important is it for you to be a part of this for him and to be out there supporting him as he competes?
Well, it was funny, you know, every year he's been at the World Finals, you know, we've been there, no problem. And this year I actually was scheduled to be offshore. Yeah, failed to contact me about bringing the truck out and displaying it. And I just finishing the truck up, so I had to kind of rush to do it. But it was like I was debating, do I go or do I go to work or whatever? And I said, sure enough, if I don't go, something good's going to happen, you know. And so I promise you, if it's within my power, I'm never missing any of those again.
Pretty great to see. Now, with Tristan being a second-generation driver, any chance we see Crash as a third-generation driver years down the road?
Well, he turns 5 in June, and I've told everybody, I said, you guys got him till he's 5.
There you go.
And then when he's 5 years old, he's mine, and then we're starting all over just like we did with Tristan.
All right, man.
So we're going to have him racing, have him a helmet, Hans device, something, roll cage, motorcycle, something. He's going to be doing something this year. So it's just – he's really eat up with the monster trucks really bad. I mean, it's like every time he comes over, he has his own set here. He has his own set over at his house, and it's – hundreds of trucks, and he has to drag them all out, and he plays it out just like the regular show. You know, he's got them all lined up in their pit stalls and then races them, and they go right back to their pit stalls, and everything's got to be perfect. But he's him and Tristan play with those trucks every week, and he's really, I mean, he's going to be third generation for sure.
That's almost Grandpa Shane time, man. So that fifth birthday's coming up, man. Looking forward to seeing what you do on Instagram. Coming up next, more with Shane England and the Big Kahuna. Stay right where you are. More Inside Monster Jam powered by Lucas Oil is next. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam powered by Lucas Oil. I'm Scott Jordan. I'm joined this week on the Great Clips Hotline by Shane England. Shane, you talked about the showdown when Tristan won, how you guys locked eyes and got emotional. How long was it after he won the racing championship until you were able to see him?
We were coming out of the elevator in the back by the show office, and we locked up right there. I mean, me, him, his mom, it's emotional. I mean, it was emotional in the stands, the whole family, you know, but it was getting out, lock up and get a hug, you know, it was awesome. But he just congratulating him been all weekend. And then when we got home, it's all we can talk about.
I know he, being a 3-time Arena Series champion, always wanted to be on a Stadium Series. He got that opportunity this year. He's doing very well out there so far. He gets the JCB Digatron truck. When he told you, not only is he going to compete on a Stadium Series, but he gets this brand new truck. What were your thoughts on that?
We kind of knew about it a little bit before. And it was just, man, it was so fitting. I mean, JCB being in England, you know, based out of England, and him being in England, it was just kind of cool. And then the stories he'd tell me about going over there and meeting with JCB, that was awesome. And just when we went to San Antonio, I was floored at how big of a presence it made at the first show. I mean, the Dance and Diggers came out with JCB. They did their show, them introducing him, you know, at every opening intro for every stadium show. So, I mean, looks like a long future for both of them.
Yeah, I talked to Alice Bamford from JCB. I asked her, and this is on a video as well. She said this, but I reiterated the question. I said, what were you looking for in a driver? She said, we wanted a winner. And I can't think of a better matchup, as you said, a better pair, because she gets a World Finals Racing champion in year one. And now I think he's second currently as of the taping of this show. So he's got a shot to defend that title. Let's talk about Big Kahuna, because I've seen a lot of cool things online on your social media with the truck. I've seen a SUV body at SEMA in Las Vegas. I've seen a Ford Bronco body as well. Talk about the things you have going on with your truck.
Yeah, for Performance Plus Motor Oil and Safety Clean approached me for the SEMA. I've built a lot of vehicles for SEMA over the years. And then when I finished my truck and they got a look at it, they wanted to put their body on it. And I was really wanting to keep the Bronco body on it. But, I mean, they already had toys and everything made for that Escalade body. So it was a good opportunity to be out there. They've got more stuff they want me to do with that thing. They've got some stuff they're wanting me to do, putting it on top of 2 semi-tankers and all kinds of different stuff for displays. But it the Bronco thing that I teamed up with Vaughn Gittin Jr., Team Phone Haver, and Vaughn's like huge ambassador for Ford. And the stuff that we've been doing and the stuff that we've got planned are just they're going to be a blast. I mean, I've done some stuff with this truck already that we haven't even released on video yet. And I need a tire sponsor for doing some of the stuff that I've got going with this thing on asphalt, because it's smoking the tires down pretty bad. But it, so we went out and did King of Hammers a few weeks ago, and did a lot of stuff with a lot of marketing partners out there. First time I'd been out there in a monster truck. And then we did some dry lake bed shoots and stuff with Optima and Ford. And it's grown into something that I wanted to do that's different. I mean, I love racing. I love competing stadiums, you know, but I've just got something on my agenda right now, because I can't take the 6 months off And it's to do something with monster trucks that never been done before. That's my whole goal for this year and next year. So it's just to be different, man. It's like you sit in traffic and you think, man, if I had a monster truck, I could just go right through all this stuff. Yeah. So got some pretty big stuff planned, and then got some training stuff going on, train some people for monster truck driving. And that's coming up here in a couple months, and who knows where that's going to go. But I'm just super busy, man. I have no free time. So I'm at work 3 weeks, you know, in the ocean, and I'm home 3 weeks, and I've got a ranch, and I've got to keep up with getting ready to spray right now and get everything ready to start cutting hay for this hay season. And so my wife is like my rock, man. I mean, yeah. She's there for me. I mean, even this last weekend when they went to LST, there's no way I could physically even go down there and do that event being in the hospital. But my whole family pulled together and did that for me. And it was just amazing to see it happen.
Well, the truck looks absolutely beautiful. And I've told your son that it's one of the nicest trucks I've ever seen in my life. It's pristine. How long did it take you to build a new one?
I had an issue in 2019 with the chassis that I had. And then the new chassis is amazing. I mean, it took me a while to get it because I had to get in line because the guy that builds them is so awesome. And Eddie Majka. And I'm not afraid to do anything in that truck. I mean, a couple years ago, I'd done, double backflips, and I got to where I was doing those pretty much on the regular, you know, and then did one. And Pablo Huffanker called me up the next day. He used to drive Gravedigger, and he's like, "Hey, man, how'd that feel?" And I said, "Man, it was awesome." And he's like, "I think you could have got three." I said, "So I was thinking the same thing." And he's like, "I'm joking." And I was like, "I'm not. I'm going for it this weekend." And so I made an attempt at it and got 2.5. But, I mean, you do something that nobody's doing, you got to learn it just like anything else. So definitely the triple is on my agenda for as soon as I get back to running again with you guys.
I'd love to see that. Speaking of running with us, any chance we can see you and Big Kahuna at World Finals at SoFi Stadium?
No, I actually have a truck experience training thing going on the day before.
Okay.
And so I've got like some guys, you know, trophy truck guys coming in, big name people coming in for a day to try to squeeze that in. And then we're going to push everything back in the shop. And then me and Lori are catching a flight to SoFi to watch Tristan, I hope.
We talked about our tour 2018. Was my second year. You were always a crutch for me. I always appreciate it. I never really got the chance to thank you, but I was still learning the business as a pit reporter. And if ever I needed an interview, you were always available. If ever I needed had a question asked, you were always available. So I appreciate that. I never really got the chance to say thank you. So thank you on national television for your help, man.
No problem, man. I mean, I like helping everybody. I mean, it's the whole Monster Jam thing with me. It's just been a big family thing. I mean, it's catch up with everybody, you know, in January, see what they've been doing on the time off. And then, you know, you're running every week together. It used to be where you ran with a different group every weekend. So you ran with different crews all the time, different teams all the time. And then it got to where we did the tours and it was the same group every weekend, which was cool. But it's just everybody always calls you. Everybody always texts you. What are you doing? Man, miss you. Can't wait to see you, you know. Can't wait to run together, whatever. And it's hard not running, you know what I mean?
Right.
It just is what it is, man. You take it with a grain of salt.
Coming up next, your fan questions for Shane England. Stay right where you are. More Inside Monster Jam powered by Lucas Oil is next. Welcome back to Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. This week, I'm joined by Shane England, and it's now time for your fan questions. You can get involved in the conversation by following me on Instagram at ScottJordanMJSX. Shane, are you ready to answer some questions from your fans?
Bring it to me, man.
All right. Caden Kessler 15 is asking, when you destroy the truck, how do you get your parts? Do you have your own on the semi? Do you have to order some? So I think that's a great question, because the life of an independent driver is a little different. So how did that work for you when you destroyed parts? Did you go to your semi and fix them? Do you have to go back to your shop in Texas? How did that work for you?
Depends on how bad it is usually, but usually I fix it on the road. Carry 2 spare motors, 2 spare transmissions, not counting what's in the truck. And try to carry enough parts for 2 trucks. Spare axle housings, everything in there, spare wheels and tires. I mean, that's the only benefit of having one truck is you can haul more parts. I mean, if you had two trucks, you're limited on space, but I've always had six wheels and tires in there ready to go. And like I said, complete axle housings, axles, everything is, and you fix it on the road. Now, Miami back in 2018, that was a pretty rough week. I destroyed the truck, ripped it in half, and I actually just thought I broke a wheel off. I was still in the gas when I landed, and they shoved me off, and I thought I just broke a wheel off. I stood up because I lost the roof of the truck, and I was, you know, holding my arms up to the crowd, and I turned around, and the whole axle housing and tires and everything's laying on the ground away from the truck, and I was like, oh, no, that's going to be a rough week. So it was, I mean, that week was actually, it was terrible as far as sleep. But it was amazing that Feld opened up their shop to me in Bradenton, Florida, and gave me full access to anything I needed to help me get back. And we ran a practice pass the following Friday in Atlanta. So, I mean, it was only a few days fixed, but, I mean, had a lot of support right there.
And actually, that leads us to our next question, because it's just Josh underscore wants to talk about that crash in Miami. He was asking how long it'd take to get fixed, which you answered, but he also wants to know what your initial thoughts were after you stepped out of the truck and you took a look back and saw what had happened. You know, what was that emotion for you?
It was funny. I mean, everybody that interviewed me always gave me a lot of grief over, I'm never mad, I'm never upset, but it's, I mean, I own the truck, right? So I drive the truck. I tear up the truck, I fix the truck. So who do you get mad at? I mean, I pay for to fix it. And so, I mean, I never get upset. I mean, this was always a dream to drive a truck with Monster Jam and compete like that. And it's a good time, man. I mean, if you tear it up, that's just part of it.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, man. It's been fun watching. It's been fun catching up with you. I don't know, we won't see your truck at World Finals, but hopefully I'll see you and we'll get a chance to catch up in person, man. I appreciate you being on today. All right, Shane England, the Big Kahuna. You catch up on Instagram with him and catch up with me next week right here, same time. It's Inside Monster Jam, powered by Lucas Oil. I'll see you then.